To Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the dungeon.
Snuff McGee and Friends.
Snuff McGee and Friends, Irrelevance in the Dungeon, episode 37. I am Snuff McGee, joined by
Miss Tink,
Remo Mills,
Mel the Lipstick Diva.
What's going on, everybody? How was your week?
Long.
It was cool.
It went by fast,
but it's long.
How's 2020 going so far?
Man, this new year is showing its
entire ass.
Oh yeah, you in a dungeon, man. You ain't holding nothing back.
Let me tell you, 2020 ain't shit. That's
oh wow,
the whole year ain't shit.
Oh, already? Is there a redo button?
It's a tenth, man. It's a tenth.
Sound like 2040 gonna be your year.
Yeah, 2040 maybe. 2020 definitely not. I don't know.
You said 2040?
Maybe 2040.
20 years later, after he retired and on
get another dad, man.
Yeah, man, that's going crazy.
Well, let me introduce our featured guest tonight, comedian Remo Mills.
What's happening?
So you're RVA born and raised?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. North side of town.
Hey.
Oh, to north side?
Yes.
I wouldn't go back like that. Yeah, right. From there.
Right. Oh, wow. Right. Moved out of there.
We yeah, moved out of there. Not that I'm doing way better. Right. I'm in Bon Air. I don't want to brag.
Oh, wow.
My first question is, what made you believe that you could be a comedian?
You know what's crazy? I'm just being a regular person. I still don't believe I'm like a super duper comedian. I'm just a person who just, I'm happy and I like making people happy. I like sharing, you know, good energy. That's pretty much it. So if you find me funny, you like what I'm bringing, then I appreciate you. But I'm just living life, man. It's no real end goal. It's just being great.
I mean, something had to get you on stage, though. What was it like?
First thing, I mean, well, people, of course, my people like, yo, you funny. You should try comedy. So, I mean, I jumped out there and did it. And, not to say I was successful the first time. I actually got heckled my first time doing comedy by a drunk guy. And it was only three people. So I'm like, I can see you. Like, you, yeah. You are, it ain't even two more options other than you, man. Laugh for me, man. But I was trash, so I know what it was. But I enjoyed it, man. I had fun just being myself. So.
Now, were you in Richmond the first time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, with the drunk guy, do you count that against you, being that he was drunk?
I mean, I count that experience.
What would you say is a bomb, though? Because it's three people. Can you bomb with three people?
Yes.
Yes. A drunk masters are so hard.
You can be horrible with one person. I did a show in front of one person before. I tried not to bomb. Like, and that's weird because I'm telling my jokes and I'm making eye contact. Mm. Like, dude, this is an interview, basically. I'm just telling you my life right now. That's it. So, I'm glad he laughed because that would have been awkward, just stone faced the whole time.
So did that determine you to go back being the first time with the heckler?
Well, I was going to go back anyway. I just like the feeling I had. So regardless of who was there, I was just going to go back anyway. So, yeah, it was dope.
Now, your best show. Do you have a show you be like, yo, I really killed. This is probably my best work. The crowd was really into it. Like, it was super high when you got off.
You know what, though? I'm super anxious about any show that goes, you know, moderately well. Mm-hmm. So, my best show? I can't even think of my best show.
That's like a, you know... Humble brag has been so many.
No, it's kind of like, who's your best
kid? I can't recall.
Who's your favorite child?
Nah,
I think you did pretty awesome when I saw you.
Yeah,
Richmond Comedy.
Who's the headliner?
I don't remember. I know that I followed you from there.
Yeah.
That was years ago.
I appreciate that.
Followed as in like behind or followed him on social media?
Social media.
Okay. You got to be clear.
You know? Right. You never know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I had some good ones. I've had some great shows with some decent comedians. So I can't really put a thing on which one's the best.
So, comedic inspirations, like, did you watch a lot of comedy growing up?
Not as much as when I got involved in it, but I knew about it. Growing up, I was a big Sinbad fan. I like Bernie Mac.
Can you give me a top five right now?
I can't really do top five, man. It's, I like everybody for something different. Mm-hmm. So, all right, here's my favorite things. All right, so Kevin Hart, of course, he on top because his hustle. I love his hustle.
Yes,
this dude does not stop.
I like his hustle, and I think he's the best storyteller right now.
Yeah, he's a pretty decent storyteller. Mm-hmm. He has good timing. I love, let me see, top five, Alive.
All time.
Of all time? Okay. Well, Bernie Mac, I love his personality. Mm-hmm. Bernie Mac can take over a room real quick. Like I said, I love Sinbad. Sinbad was a storyteller, and he didn't really curse a lot.
Very, very underrated, man.
Yes, he is. He is. A hilarious guy. I love Lavelle Crawford. I think his time is
yes, I love him.
A lot of people say they can't get past the voice. I think he's hilarious.
And you know what? One thing I do notice, like, sometimes I mess up on my words when I'm talking, mm-hmm. and he does that. But he bounces back so quick. That's why I admire him. I see that little flaw, and we got the same kind of flaw. But this dude is a beast. And I love Tony Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love his... his way he goes with stuff. He tries to go hella low. You know what I'm saying?
Now, sometimes. I watch, you know, of course, we all watch the animal videos. I haven't seen too much of the stand-up.
Yeah,
it's like that?
He's really funny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Look at me promoting him. He got a stand-up on Amazon called Scaredy Cat right now.
Okay.
You can check that out. But dude's hella, he's hilarious, man. So, one of the dopest things is to actually work with him. That's been pretty cool. So
you've been coast to coast traveling to perform.
Yeah.
Are there any cities that really stand out? Is that going to be another one, like, best shows you're not going to say?
As of right now, performance wise, I mean Richmond because it's my hometown.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were gonna say Richmond.
I used to get off in Richmond, like, you know, like at the Funny Bone stuff. It feel like home. But I haven't performed anywhere else that much, you know, other than maybe Virginia Beach. I performed there for, you know, a few times, but that's about it. Them two.
Now, where was the first city that you went outside of RVA?
Dang, I've been in it for a while. I don't even remember. It's got probably like 757 somewhere. It's a club in Norfolk called Cozzy's. It's a comedy mm-hmm. club. Yeah, I think it might have been that one.
Okay. Now, Apollo. You've been there.
I auditioned for Apollo.
Now, I seen the documentary for Apollo on HBO. How nervous were you with that?
You know what? I was actually kind of pissed. Because I got out there, me and my homeboy, we got out there at maybe 4 o'clock in the morning. No, like 3 something. And we sat out there for a long, like we sat out there till 9 o'clock in the morning. We just sat outside. The sun came up and everything. And then what really made me mad was everybody else started coming in. And when they came in, they brought a bunch of people. So it got so cluttered. And I'm not really good. Like, I do comedy, but I'm not good in crowds where I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of chaos. So at that point, I was kind of like uncomfortable. Then when we got in there, we had to wait another like four. Like we didn't perform until like maybe 1, 2 o'clock. So we waited so long. At that point, I was like, I'm just ready to get this over with.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and I did my thing. My homeboy went right behind me because he came from Richmond with me. My homeboy, Von Michael, he came up with me. And it was cool. It was a good experience. He ended up getting on. And I think he won. He won second place when he performed.
Now, how long was this?
This had to be about 2-3 years.
Okay, so was it white Harlem or black Harlem? Because I heard Harlem is like very white right now.
It was a Harlem.
Oh, yeah,
Harlem.
Yeah,
I got a haircut. I walked around. And that was it. I went right to the day going Apollo.
Now, how's inside the theater?
Oh, it's nice.
Is it like historic nice or is it like renovated? How does it look?
Oh, it's historic nice. Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize how much goes into the show beforehand. Like, you know, when I was sitting in the crowd, it's like, this song and dance, this person, we showing you this type of history and all that. It was pretty decent.
Okay.
So I had fun. The energy was high. It was like, really, like.
And how many other people you say were?
With me, just one.
No, I mean, like, audition-wise or whatnot. I know you said you was there all day.
It was a lot, man. This is an open call. So it had to be hundreds of people there.
Jeez.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So I got in, I was like number 40. I was 44. My homeboy was 45. I'll never forget that one. Still don't like the president.
And also, you shared the stage with DL.
Oh, man, yeah.
DC Young Fly.
Yep. Yeah, that was a crazy show.
I bet it was. He's a fool.
Yo. You know what, though? His crowd came. That's the one thing that's crazy about doing comedy. So when you start off, you grinding, you swinging hard, trying to get in, you doing everything you can. Then you get to a point where everybody know you, mm-hmm. and it's like you just coast. People laugh because you are you, and they come to see you. Mm-hmm. So that show with DC Young Fly, I actually did two shows on a Sunday. And the first show, it was okay. But then the second show, he got me to do the feature spot instead of host. Mm-hmm. And it was 12 a.m. on a Sunday. These niggas did not want to hear shit but DC.
For real.
They was holding them chuckles hostage. you get one. That was a one. That was, you got me right there. You made me chuckle. All right.
I'm weak.
So when they feature you, is it like 15, 20? How long of a set do they give you before he comes
about
out?
20-25.
About 20-25? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Upcoming events, what you got going on?
Eek. I'm being oh my God, don't make me a liar.
The flyers are available.
January 17th, the melting pot of art. I just so happen to have one of these. I don't know how this got here, but yeah. Oh wait, the camera right there. Yeah. They're like, R. Kelly, where the camera at?
Oh wow.
Pause. we'll get to that in a few.
No, but yeah, definitely. At the Nutty Buttery. This is where we at. Come check that out, January 17th. On the first weekend in February, I'll be at Virginia Beach Funny Bone with Lou Nell. And then I got some more stuff coming up in March with Tony Baker. Probably be in Ohio, though.
Okay.
Ohio and New York.
So did he reach out to you, or?
Well, what happened was I started falling in love with the videos, mm-hmm. same way everybody else did. I started watching them. I was like, yo, this dude hilarious. Like, I gotta meet him. So I was actually going out to LA, and he just so happened to come to Richmond for a one nighter. So I caught up with him, and I was like, yo, like, just me being like a regular comic, I'm like, yo, you know, I see you. I'm about to be in LA. You got a show out there, you know, you mind if I be on the show? And he was like, nah. I was like, go with people I know. I was like, God. But I took from that point, I felt like he was a cool dude. He was just being genuine. Mm-hmm. So I waited for a year. He came back a year later, and I told the manager at the Funny Bone, I was like, yo, I need this date. He's like, all right, I got you. So he gave me that weekend, and we crushed. I mean, we blew that shit out of the water. Mm-hmm. And then, like, after the first three shows.
Yeah, one of your best shows.
That was...
You say you're crushed.
It's coming. It's coming.
But we crushed. The energy was there, though. Between us three comics, the energy was just there. And so I was like, bro, you mind if I do another, spot with you? He's like, yeah, Virginia Beach, let's go. So Virginia Beach, and he's like, all right, bet. We're going to Ohio. I was like, bet. So he just like, yo. And then he was telling, like, I worked with three of his different feature artists, and they all was like, bro, this dude like you, man. He rock with you hard. He fuck with your energy, man. I'm telling you. Telling Tony Baker like you, dog. I'm telling you. So I was like, all right, bet. So once you get a headline of that tour like that, you got to stay on him. Mm-hmm. So I'm on him. We text each other and everything.
He's been hot. And like I say, doing the touring, still cranking them videos out. Yeah,
bro.
He's got plenty of followers. Social media, man.
Yo, this dude, he'll put out a video, a new joke, while you sitting there talking to him, like, yeah, anyway. So, yeah. Like, what happened? Like, three videos in, I'm like, bro, we was just talking to you. I ain't see you do that. But he puts out, at least, his thing is this. He was like, bro, yo, social media is actually a TV show of you. Mm-hmm. So give people something to tune in to watch. And you keep doing it, they'll forget you.
Stay consistent,
bro.
Absolutely. You posted, it's old.
Yeah. It's consistency.
They're selling yourself, man. That networking, man. Mm-hmm. Social media. How do you feel about, like, comedians now? A lot of social media comedians. Do you feel as if their stand-up doesn't match social media funny?
Mm-hmm. Let me say this without sounding like a jerk, but some of them do. Some of them do. Some people call themselves comedians. They do the video thing. And the thing is that you can edit.
Yeah.
And then when you get on live on stage, if your joke don't work, those are real emotions inside of you. Like, oh, this ain't work. I'm finna cry right quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. You gotta adjust. So I've seen some do bad. And I've seen some excel. Like DC Young Fly, he excelled.
Like I see, right now I would say that some of the hottest guys right now would be like, you know, your Ha Ha Davis,
yeah.
Desi Banks.
Yeah.
Huge following. Very fun. Their videos are very funny. I haven't seen them live yet.
Ha Ha, he pretty open about it. He bombed horribly for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just like one show. He was coming out just doing what he do on Instagram. I'm lit. Like, well, people were like, okay, well, what else you got? You funny. Like, I understand all that, yeah. Dope, what is that? Oh, what is his own name? Like, dope man, yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing all that. Man, people like, yeah, we ain't here for
so
that.
He's like the young John Witherspoon, just quoting this.
Just doing stuff, yeah.
But John's good, though. That's not a knock on Witherspoon, but oh, you know, yeah, sometimes he quotes his movies.
I think he just got tired of people asking for him during the show. So, like, he'd be in the middle of a set, and they'd be like, you know, whatever, one of his slogans, whatever. And he's like, all right, he just throw them all at one time. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Go on about 30, 45 minutes. All right, now we got that out the way.
Just get it out, yeah. Jokes. Get it out the way. Ryan Davis is pretty funny, man.
Yeah.
I know he started with social media, but he's hilarious, man.
Well, Ryan Davis was doing comedy for 3-4 years before he...
Before he started doing social media. Okay, cool. I've seen him.
Tony Robbins is funny.
Yeah.
Tony Robbins, he off the chain.
I was watching this video on YouTube. It was like a roast. It was like in a classroom, and like they just roast each other. Mm. I forget the name of the show, but
classroom.
We'll look it up. I'll look it up after the show goes off. Acting, man, tell us about that.
That's just something I jumped into. I felt like, hey, man, show me comedy. I might as well see what else is out there. Getting paid to perform. So,
now, I heard you did a Walking Dead.
Yeah. I was a zombie.
Black zombie.
The black zombie. Yeah.
So you was already dead. So you had to worry about the black person dying first. So.
Well, you beat the cliche.
Yeah. Right. I was dead on there. Yeah, but that thing was it was fun. Mm-hmm. It was an experience. One of the dopest things about doing this acting, you know, I do a lot of extra stuff, but the big sets, you get to see like these, you know, famous people or whatever, just to see how they really are in real life. You get around that, you know, $1 million equipment. It's crazy, man.
Now, did you have to go through makeup?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, how long was that process?
That probably was a half hour or something like that.
I ain't too bad.
Yeah. But they just sat there and put all the stuff on me or whatever. They ain't do too bad. Some people, they was in there for a minute. Mm. Putting the scars and the gashes and all that.
That take hours.
Yeah.
I
was like, yeah, just go ahead and spray my face right quick. spray paint line. Where's the microwave at?
I remember, what was it like? was it a month ago? I had mail up and I said, yo, we're going to Tink Show. And Remo was hosting.
Yeah.
And we had a good time, man.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And I reached out to you and I fucked it up. It was supposed to have been last week, but I got the dates wrong, man. But you was cool. You said, you know, you were available, came through. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate you stopping by. Hopefully, this is going to be the first of many. We'll see once we enter relevance.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, man, keep coming back, man. People who want to book you or want your info, man, how do they reach out to you?
Man, you can hit me up. My number is 804.
Uh-oh. You about to Mike Jones?
704-356-2.
This is not black people's me.
Email me, remomills@gmail.com. Find me on Instagram at remo_MILLZ. I'm on Twitter with it too. Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can find my page, Remo Mills Comedy. Holla at you, boy. Book me.
And Tink, when's the show?
January 17th.
Okay.
At 8 p.m. at the Nutty Buttery.
Mm-hmm. Right before Martin Luther King Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the MLK show?
That wasn't the intention.
Okay.
Well,
I got you.
Like she shot him out,
though. Yeah. We were just asking.
But if anybody want to perform, they can hit me up.
How would they
Rock Talent on Instagram.
Okay, no doubt. Mel.
What's good?
We got a segment called Liz with a Lipstick Diva. Mel, you got anything on your mind?
Woo, it been drama this week, y'all. Do y'all know that? First of all, let me say shout out to Remo. Let me just shout you out, because I watched you on Facebook before I met you.
What?
Yes. I was watching you up there. I was looking at you.
Y'all.
And you, then...
You was scoping your boy.
Then you was at the Nutty Buttery. I was like, what's up? I let you know I saw you. Then I, you was at the round table. And now we here. Yeah. So when you get famous, bring me on the show.
I got you.
Just kidding. But the first thing.
Moving on. All
right. Anyway.
Look, I ain't playing. I need no followers. So I can...
Just share a couple, so, right?
Okay. I can be the 20... I'm about to say 2019. It's 2020. Oh, my God.
It's only been 10 days.
So that's whatever you want.
Yeah, the 2020 Cher Underwood without the gums. Now.
Ooh.
The views of Mel the Lipstick Diva do not represent stuff for me, friend.
Yeah,
Cheryl Underwood, I've been a fan of you for a very long time. Anytime you want to come in the dungeon, don't hold that against snuff. Anyway, back to Mel.
I almost hurt myself. I love you, Cheryl. Love you, girl. But yes, so this week, one thing that I just thought about. Did you hear about the guy that over time took $80,000 from his job? He was working at a bank, I believe the Wells Fargo.
Oh, yeah.
And he got locked up?
Yeah.
He's out of jail.
What?
Yeah, so this is what I did. I saw it on social media that he was out of jail pretty much. A lot of people are saying that he's out on bond. That's a lot of money. He's a flight risk, so I don't know what kind of funds he came up with, but he got out. And I kindly went to his Instagram page. Love.
He's about 30.
Listen, I went to his Instagram page, and he got what you call them shoes? Balenciagos? Mm. He got the money still stacked in his hand. So I was like, hey, can I do an interview with you on live? Yeah. I just need to see how you got out of jail. But that was one thing. Like, how you get out of jail?
Did he ask him?
No, he didn't write back yet. Hopefully, if you see this, write me back.
I mean, he was dumb enough to flash it, so I mean, he might as well do an interview because he was all over the social media platform.
I didn't see that.
It was a whole video.
White guy, black guy.
Young guy. He's from Charlotte.
Why y'all say the way he did? You know the last time he did that, the DC sniper.
Hey.
I was like, what?
That was so disappointing.
Yeah. We just knew he wasn't.
Nah.
We didn't own him.
I would have said, I thought it was Latino. When they said white van, I was a Latino or you know, somebody painting or whatever. Hold on, the views of Snuff McGee do not represent Snuff McGee. This is no attack on
Snuff
him.
McGee yeah. don't represent Snuff McGee.
They do not represent. We're in the cancel culture now. I don't want Latinos thinking that they're all driving white vans and painting or whatnot. So,
wow.
Right.
Anyways, back to Mel.
But he was really dumb. Like, yeah, seriously.
And I think he's from like North. I want to say he's from Charlotte.
He from down in Carolina.
Yeah, he's. I think he's from Charlotte, and Charlotte is really big in the scamming game right now. So big ups to them. They getting money. Moving on,
Charlotte, like all the banks are down there.
Oh, yeah. Like
he was
the big corporation.
For a minute though, mm-hmm. before
they were
him.
Building a case against him, I'm sure. But then finally, he got broke off. Like he was signing paperwork.
He was taking more.
Yeah.
Time.
I would be so scared.
Like, give an inch.
Listen,
take a mile.
80,000.
Like he waited like it was like, okay, I'm gonna steal this and then I'm gonna go post a picture with this brand new car. Like, are you serious?
Yes,
like,
made videos and everything. Like, he had a whole type music video that it looked like it was produced for Moneybagg Yo or something. Like, I was going through his page like, what you got going on, honey?
It felt like you was feeling that nigga, man.
What?
I'm just saying, you slid in the DM, I wonder if, not being funny, not clout chasing or nothing like that.
Like, I would talk to him. I don't want him to say anything to incriminate himself, but I want to say, you know, how does it feel to be home?
His page is the whole defense's case. I just want to say that.
So, hold on. You want to know how it feels for him to be home?
I don't want to say anything that would make him angry,
but
you know.
But you want to reach out to
him. But you know what? I might ask
him
because he might tell me.
Out of jail.
Yeah. Let the blueprint be known.
I mean, I'm, hey, how are you guys?
Trying to get off of weed, y'all. Right.
That's how you did it.
Right. Listen, like, thank you for joining my live. You know, so I heard you just got home. You got locked up about in September or August, and you're home now. How does it feel to be in 2020? Okay. What do you plan to do? You going to go spend some money, go buy a new car?
Go back to jail because he's still posting pictures with your money.
When is your court date? Because I will be there.
Oh. So,
oh. Outside of the court, recording live. No, I don't want to be like the young girls with R. Kelly. But anyways, moving along. Speaking.
Yeah, tell us about that.
R. Kelly, oh my God. Y'all, I watched a video. Both his last two standing girlfriends, Israel and...
Jocelyn.
Yes, that's her name, Jocelyn.
The young girl, they're young too, right?
I believe they, I don't know their age.
They were young at one point.
But I think that, they're over the age of 18.
They're legal now.
Yeah, they're in their 20s now.
But the story is disturbing to me because Israel's the one, hasn't been staying home, pretty much. And Jocelyn, she was letting R. Kelly know over the phone that they needed funds, you know, in the Trump Towers. I don't know what they were saying the lights need to stay on because I thought the hotel keeps that going, but whatever. So he got somebody to bring her $1,500 to split between her and Israel. However, Israel hadn't been staying at the house or whatever. So he said, don't you spend none of the money. You hold on to the money. Don't give her nothing. So Israel finally comes home. And when the video starts, like, Israel, she's just going off on Jocelyn. Jocelyn's telling her how she evil, what's wrong with her, you and this man house, da 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 da. Next thing I know, the phone fell and they get to rumbling. Somebody screaming, and I hear Israel saying, you slept with me when I was a minor. And I'm like, ooh.
So hold on, is this a show or they just
no,
on live?
No, they were live. Real. They were live. Israel was live. I guess she was trying to use it as proof because Israel.
He said it was just a regular day.
Either this is my two thoughts about Israel. He about to get somebody to take Israel out, or Israel about to spill all the beans and Kelly gonna be in the jail like it's the remix to Ignition. He not finna ever get out.
Does anything involved R. Kelly really surprise you now, though?
No.
It's just, I don't know. Wow. I'm it's just crazy it. How, personally. To me, I feel like with this Me Too movement, a lot of people. Things are coming to the surface. Like Bill Cosby, I mean, of course, over the years, you kind of heard some things, putting pops and all that, but then they talking about pills. To me, I feel like Bill Cosby probably shouldn't be in jail for that because it was just, I mean, this is years later. Not saying it was right.
No statute of limitations. That's the problem.
It's a very touchy subject.
It is.
First of all, fuck Hannibal Buress. I'm always going to say that. The views of Snuff McGee are Snuff McGee's only, so it don't represent you all.
So you don't want to work with Hannibal.
I feel like it's not fair because
I ain't got to work with that bitch.
You waited all that time. I don't agree with what he did, but I don't think it's fair the way they went about it.
I don't think Hannibal did it for the women. I think he did it for the clout. I think he did it for the attention. I feel as if... a lot of the cases are suspect because they're saying that he did that, then he went back and met him another time.
So why would you go back twice?
I personally feel like, one, that was the era that they were in, where people were popping stuff, the cocaine was legal.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, the we turn up, but that turn up was different.
Yeah, you know they had some high-class turn up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, shit, I mean, look at now. Motherfuckers getting high more them pills.
Yeah. And then they're making fake pills.
But right then and there, like, you can't just go somewhere and buy some daggone meth or some cocaine and it'd be okay. Like, at that point, it was like, weed is?
They said they would go to the meetings, like Hollywood meetings, and the cocaine would be on the table.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's nothing for somebody to be doing the line, and then y'all start talking.
Oh, just like sipping water. Like, oh, okay.
It's Hollywood.
Doing
Richard
Pryor
was coked out a lot. And if cocaine was illegal, then I doubt if he would have been coked out as much.
I remember when they did the roast. Remember the Richard Pryor show? They had the roast.
Yeah.
And he was doing the jokes, and the coke... was it the vial or whatever? The coke joint dropped out of his hand and he had to hurry up and pick it up. Mm. Like, so they was doing, like, during the show. Wow. Like, it was out there, man. I'm not saying it's right, but...
I just don't think it's fair. And if you're in the limelight, they're going to get ridiculed more. But, like, I told my friend the other day, she called me and she was talking about that R. Kelly situation. And I told her, I said, yo, they could have did this back when... Aaliyah was not.
They were kids.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
When they were actually kids.
Nobody did anything.
But I think the reason R. Kelly will never really do a lot of time is because everybody is going to be on trial. and they're going to have to admit that they were enabling him.
Right, that's what they were talking about too.
Friends, dude, family.
The families that got paid.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why he's been out in these streets for these 30 years.
Yeah. Even Sparkle would get locked up because Sparkle, your niece, you knew.
Well, Sparkle should be locked up because she only had one hit.
But listen,
but hold on. I'm just saying that's Snuff McGee.
Snuff McGee, all Snuff McGee.
By himself.
Hey, Sparkle. Hey, y'all like that? Be careful, song.
You better be careful what you say to me. But yeah, no, Sparkle. The reason why I feel like she should be locked up because she talking about she don't know, she didn't know. You knew
all
what,
I knew. Even
you
Jay,
knew what was going on. But the bad thing about it is, to this day, her niece still messing with him.
Everybody in the industry knew. Jay Z knew. Dame
but
Dash
knew.
All of them.
No, you can't. Well, when she was young, she brought her around him to begin with. If you already know what R. Kelly got going on in these studios, why would you ever bring your niece around? I get that she's talented, but not to him. I wouldn't have brought her to him if I know what's going on.
Yo, I know about, like, we can you know what I'm saying? Meet at my cousin's studio. Like, if you really want this, you feel like she's a dope artist.
You were the enabler to the whole thing, to me.
All right, so look, we're 10 days into 2020. Let's be real. Are we still listening to Kelly?
Yeah, come on the radio. Yeah. I'm stepping in the name of love.
Okay, so we just don't go to Apple Music and pull up Kelly.
I really don't. You'll catch me sometimes in a battle with a friend. What the hell is going on? You know what I'm saying? That's all. But yeah, now I'm not really going in and, you know.
I'm not going to delete all this music.
I mean, Kel.
Y'all not
going
to delete it. If it come on playing, I'm not going to say,
y'all still got it on my phone.
I was watching a movie one day, and then The Storm Is Over came on, like the end credits, and I was like, damn, Kel. You did your thing on that thing, man. I can't take the music away.
Listen, When a Woman's Fed Up will always be one of my favorite songs. She was raised in Illinois.
I had somebody on my social media whose son is autistic, and he sings I Believe I Could Fly every year at this function that he goes to. I don't remember exactly what it was, but they told him he couldn't sing after the whole R. Kelly scandal came out. He couldn't sing that song.
But they still playing Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's another story. The views of male do not represent.
I'm not saying that
friends.
Michael did anything in Never Never Land.
Don't come for the King of Pop.
But I'm just
saying,
y'all still playing My Heart Belongs to Ronnie by Bobby. He put Whitney on drugs. Ain't that what they say?
Hell nah. See, that's that young, that's that youth talking. Whitney was on the coke before.
No, I'm being funny and I'm being sarcastic.
No, but you will not disrespect Bobby Brown on Snuff McGee and Friends.
I'm not, because I love Bobby, even with his roles.
As a fellow gap tooth brother, I just want to let you know that Bobby Brown represents the gap tooth people, and he made it cool.
About Ronan, she's a sweet old girl.
he made it cool back in the day.
But yeah, just to wrap up R. Kelly, I will say last thing that I heard his wife is talking about. Well, ex-wife. So sorry, Andrea. She's talking about suing Lifetime because they were supposed to be using her, I don't know, it was videos, images, and she did not approve. But in journalism, they do not pay you because it's their views. So she would not be able to get any money if she did sue them, from what I hear. Just to conclude my segment, huh?
She won't be able to sue them because of what?
Pretty much what they were saying, like, far as the law with journalism. It's a certain law. I can't quote exactly what she said, but with journalism, when, like, pretty much when somebody interviews you, if they don't pay you, pretty much it's like, you're just telling me, you're sharing your story with me. It's open to the public. I forgot. When I found it, I'm going to send it to you guys because it was Spilling Tea with Tasha K. I forgot her name. But it's because on a lot of YouTube videos now, you'll see where they have like this law pretty much saying like, you can't sue me because I was talking about you on my show. So it has to be, you know, whatever this law is, I got to pull it up. But pretty much she can't sue them because you know how people were thinking they got paid by Lifetime? They didn't get paid by Lifetime. No one. So pretty much Lifetime used, I guess, something that she said or something, and she wants to sue them, but she can't.
Okay.
Dang, you paid off that R. Kelly thing?
No, it's journalism. It's just like we're sitting here.
It's like a, so it's not a documentary, it's just like investigative journalism, that's what they're calling it?
I can't quote. I gotta find
that's
it.
That's what it sounds
15,
like.
15 minutes of fame. That's pretty much what it is.
Pretty much they could have sat down with you and said everything that they said.
But why Nana's saying Dame Dash is on Surviving Part 2, right?
Yeah.
And I thought Dame was doing it for the money, but if they're not getting paid, I guess Dame's just spilling the beans.
I mean, that's just like John Legend. I don't know why he was up there. I was trying to figure out what was his beef.
He wanted
to you know, I don't know
what his beef was with Kelly. Kelly must have not let him come in the Pied Piper or something. But anyway.
Kelly didn't take it slow.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. Reels is enough. He's doing that represent.
Let's just go ahead, because Snuff said a whole lot on this segment here. He's terrible.
I mean, he is, what, wasn't he 2019 Sexiest Man Alive? Wasn't that him?
We're just ordinary people. Yeah, he did get voted Sexiest Man in the United States.
And some of they was coming for him, and they was like, you know, he's just ordinary people.
Yeah, they had put up a meme. He had his ass popped up in the air, and they was joking on him.
Oh! Yeah. I'm sorry.
I see that one.
I will say this, not to cut you off, man, but this week I watched Dave Chappelle PBS special. He got the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. And Common was there, Erykah Badu, John Legend, John Stewart, Tiffany Haddish, who I am a big fan of Tiffany. I'm not going to say her stand-up is great, but she's funny to me. She's funny.
On TV.
Her struggle is...
No, she's just funny in life.
I like her struggle. I like the way she came up, but I don't care for her stand-up. I like her on movies.
I just like her. She I just know...
That's what it is.
When they show her, like, when an interview, or they just show her, I know I'm going to smile because she's going to do something to make me laugh.
Stupid.
But her stand-up is not... I'm not going to say stupid. She's just goofy.
Not
you know?
Stupid funny.
Yeah.
Once you get engaged in that personality... That's a lot of people, though. Once you get engaged in that personality, you locked in.
Yeah, she has a great personality.
She kind of like Jess Hilarious.
I watched her last Netflix, and I was 30 minutes in.
Black Mixer.
Yeah. It had my attention. Y'all should check it out. Tell me what you think. But it had my attention.
I started watching it.
You started?
Yeah, I went to sleep.
Okay. I went right past it and went to How High 2.
It was interesting, though. I was into it.
That was the most disrespectful thing you said on the show. She said she skipped in to watch How High 2.
It was that too, though, and that was dumb, and they shouldn't have made
it. So hold on. So with Tiffany, you went to sleep, but you watched...
It was two different times.
No. You watched all of How High 2?
Yes.
I fell asleep on it and woke up.
I wasn't watching it by myself. Somebody else was watching it.
But hold on. Did you all watch Marlon's movie, The Sextuplets?
Yes, that's funny.
I did not watch it.
I watched it.
I love Marlon Wayans, by the way.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Marlon, if you're listening, I want to interview you too.
Marlon was there as well. Marlon and Chris Tucker was sitting together at Dave Chappelle special.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love Marlon. Like, I love where he's came from and broke up from his family. Like, how he's, you know, usually he's in movies with his brothers.
His show ain't on TV no more.
Marlon.
I didn't watch the, I watched the Wayne Brother. I didn't watch the new show. Marlon has always been, he's always been Marlon.
Like, he's just stupid.
I say Marlon is a clown, but that's no disrespect to that. That's his lane.
Yeah.
And he's always been that guy.
But the show was pretty dope. It was about him being divorced, but they're still like...
Wasn't it? Hilarious. It was Essence Atkins or whatnot. Was
the one that played on Smart Guy, the girl.
I want to say that's her name. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I know. I just remember
but it was
Smart
funny.
Guy.
It was?
Yeah.
You should watch it.
Was it like the Carmichael show?
It was better than the Carmichael show, though.
You pin this shit on the pedestal now.
The Carmichael show used to highlight social issues.
And the funniest one of the Carmichael was David Allen Greer and his wife, Loretta Devine.
Yeah.
They were hilarious.
I just ain't pay a lot of attention to it, I guess.
Check it out. I think it's on Netflix.
I feel like that's where Rail blew up from that show.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. Check it out. Tell me what you think.
I like him in movies, Rail. Like the Get Out.
Is it
Get Out?
Yeah,
Get Out.
Little Rail's funny. His stand-up is
good. I don't think he's funnier than the guy you named off the Carmichael show.
You talking about Gerard?
Yeah.
I don't think
he's funnier than him.
On the show, or are you talking about stand-up? Oh, no. On the show, my favorites were Dave Allen Greer, Loretta Devine, and Tiffany Haddish. Even though she wasn't on it all the time, she was funny to me.
When
she was on there, she stole the show.
Yeah.
She was definitely stylish on the show.
She was a scene stealer. She's like Kat in Friday After Next. Just a scene stealer. We good, Mel? You got anything else?
Just gonna leave everyone with a tip for this year for 2020.
Uh-oh.
For all my young, successful women and men, please save your money this year. If your friends say let's go to Africa next month, say no.
Whoa!
No, and this is the only reason why I say if you can afford to, yes, do so. But it's a lot of times that I know me and my friends, we have jumped on trips, but we come back and we're low on funds. So growing up and saving your money and, you know, improving your credit, if you know this is going to leave you in the bind and you can't pay your rent twice, if you don't have that in your bank account, you need to just say no. You can have fun later. Like me, myself, I have been invited to Dominican Republic. I have been invited to CIAA, Atlanta, and Houston just between now and May. I'm not going to all of that. One of two things, like all those things I was invited to because I know what I can afford and I know what I need to save. So that's my tip. Save more of your money. Party later. Invest.
Yeah. But you've been invited. Why do you got to pay if you're invited?
I'm not talking. These are girls' trips. These ain't no man asking me to go nowhere. Oh, if a man was asking, oh, baby, fly me out.
Because it's a girl they can't pay. I'm just saying. I mean, it happens.
I don't want none of my friends. Well, okay, I'm not going to say it like that. If you say, girl, I'm about to pay for this trip to go somewhere, cool, some part. But some people be a little weird these days. I'm not just accepting trips with females. Or hopes. I mean, I'm just saying, people are weird. I don't know. That's kind of weird to me. And then you got to think about it, like, what if it becomes a point to where maybe they're in a van and you really don't have it? And they're like, well, you remember I paid for this trip for you?
That ain't going to change my financial situation.
I think it's like, it's probably going to be, you, like, they pay for the trip, but once you eating, you paying for all that.
Yeah, no, I'd rather for a man pay for a trip for me instead of a friend.
He wants that too.
I mean, if that's my man, what's up? Or somebody that I'm dealing with, what's up?
You said your man, you said a man.
I mean, hey, fly me out. Find us on the balconies. Right. Like, I'm playing.
You got a crush. The views
of male do not represent stuff for your friends. I don't need, I don't want no men reaching out to Mel Lipstick Diva. She's not getting flued out. She ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
She gonna interview them.
I mean, I want to come to LA.
For 80,000.
I will say this. If you hit me up and ask me to come to Africa, I'm not coming because I don't want. No, I'm just not coming because I don't have time for snuff mouth today. I'm not coming.
She about to be out of pocket.
No, because somebody to DM me. No, for real. This man DM me and was sending voice messages. You are so beautiful. I want you to come to my homeland. I'm not coming nowhere, sir.
Yeah.
I'm not riding 17 hours to you and ain't never gonna see my peoples ever again.
Might be fucking around, took your ass to Zamunda or, you know, some rich country or whatnot. You don't even know, man.
Yeah, I'm good on that. That's just gonna have to pass me by. Mm-hmm. Reporting live from Africa. Somebody come save me.
Right. Help. Like call my mama. Like, anyway, I got WhatsApp.
Because who's coming to get me? Who's coming to get me from Africa?
Not me. I'll be reporting live.
Even my daddy can't come get me from Africa. From I know that. He can't get me from anywhere else in the U.S. Yeah, I know he can't come get me from Africa.
Yeah, because, you know, they didn't come back to get us. So, you know. I'm sorry. If it was a Snuff McGee, do not represent Snuff McGee.
You know
McGee.
What?
Even though they didn't come for us.
My segment is over at this point.
Mixed blood.
Yes, right.
Snuff done tarnished my segment.
No, I'm just saying Africans, I mean, they don't like us.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. They say we're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
They rather have ashy feet and we put lotion on our feet.
Oh, see now, Mel. Somebody, look. The views of Mel do not represent stuff to get friends. I'm pretty sure my African brothers and sisters moisturized. I haven't seen the feet.
Go to the African shop up the street. You'll see.
I'm just saying,
they got the pay. Get the payday. They got the payday.
They use the oils.
They do?
And their scalp.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they got the after braiding. Hey, look, I'm not going to talk. Hey, look, I'd rather was in the dungeon, man. We're going to kick off. We're going to start off with Power. I don't think everybody at this table watches Power, but if you have social media, you see everything about Power. So me and Tink, we'll start off.
Yeah.
Dre finally got Gat.
Yes. I think they overkilled him.
I think the fact that they made a whole episode about him and then the way he died was kind of weird to me.
I think that they're going to do that with every person that ended the other episode.
Is Ghost alive?
No, I think he is alive.
I think it's all a dream.
What, he just disappeared or something?
And they supposed to have killed him.
Yeah. I'm a ghost.
But at the end of the episode, like, when the fall ended, it was like, everybody was getting interrogated, and he was like, I did not kill ghosts. I did not kill ghosts. I did not kill ghosts. You know what
I'm
saying?
It was like one of those Who Shot JR things from back in the day, man.
Yeah. So I think that they're going to go through the cast, and the rest of the season is going to be about
each episode. Because that episode seemed like it was just based on Dre. So maybe the next one will be on Tariq or...
And a lot of people I saw on social media was like, well, they already did this scene. Duh, it's a replay from his perspective.
Why you got a dove all the time? Why you so...
Because that was just... It was aggressive, a stupid comment. Jesus. Some people need that.
And these two, they don't watch Power at all, so...
Nah.
But she want to whip Tariq ass, like, so... She
knows all the characters. She just don't watch the show.
I don't want to whip your ass, Tariq, because I just heard everybody on Facebook want to whip your ass.
You see how rude this is?
You look like a nice young man.
A video, somebody caught him in the elevator.
Yeah.
And they was like, oh, to whoop your ass. He's like, man, it's just a show. So I was like, wow, that's aggressive.
He's a real life crazy.
I was. Oh, he keep the wave spinning, though. If anything, he going to brush
the wave
head.
Check.
I think he going to be the last one standing. For real.
I think
the way he moved.
They may spin it off. May spin it off with him.
I heard it was supposed to be a spinoff.
Mm-hmm. 50, don't you make another Power. I'm tired of it.
How you tired of something you don't watch?
Because that's all you see on your face. When the Power come on, everybody's talking about, don't ruin it. That's don't like say nothing. Ghost and dad.
This generation of As the World Turns. You know how people, old people back in the day used to watch As the World Turns?
They won't talk about it on the phone.
How you know?
I ain't used to hear my grandma talking about that.
If she had social media, she would have been talking about social media.
Like, didn't somebody just dab from off As the World
Turns? I will say, with the dates, with the soaps, at least it's like day to day. So it's like...
Right.
24 hours later is going to be another episode. Right. I will say this, man. I'm getting tired of people. Look, I get the fact that you have On Demand. But look, this Power comes on at 12. I don't need you at 1 o'clock spoiling Power.
Right.
I'm crying. Right.
Everybody who doesn't have On Demand doesn't come on till 9 o'clock that night. I get it. You know how some people get On Demand and they get shit. They want to let everybody know they got it. You know? But stop spoiling the shows for everybody, man. Stop spoiling them.
You going to watch it.
I'm still going to watch it, but I don't want to be scrolling and be like, God,
you
dead.
Can watch it online, too. Without... On Demand, just saying.
Well, they're gonna spoil it too. I'm off Power now. Mel, this is your topic, man. We've talked about Lizzo before. What's the lady's name? Is it Jillian Michaels? Is that her name? She's had a comment about Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is it fat shaming or is it like being health conscious? If someone is saying that Lizzo may have diabetes or Lizzo needs to lose weight. Are they fat shaming her or are they being real that, you know, she's trying to make...
That's fat shaming.
Being a big girl.
Exactly, because what warranted that comment?
I'm about to say it's fat shaming because if
you... Well, I would tell you what warranted... Nothing to cut you off, but I would tell you what warranted the comment. It would be her having her ass out at the L.A. game.
It has nothing to do with diabetes.
No, doesn't. It's fat shaming because...
But if she was a small girl and had her ass out... Will people be like congratulating her like they're doing Lizzo?
They probably still would be. So it's the internet. They gonna drag you. They'll drag your grandmother if they could.
Everybody keeps saying if she was small, you wouldn't say nothing. I would say something then. Like your ass is out. My children are still here, regardless of you fat, skinny, or indifferent. Like I don't know, like. You know what I'm saying? I think that
it's an excuse.
Yeah, where she was at.
I'm not agreeing with you.
You not agree with me? Mm-mm. No. All that. I think that it was where she was at. I don't think that she should have had her ass out.
So you're okay with her having her ass out of the Lakers game, Tink?
I mean, did she come to your birthday party? Ass out of Laker games?
No, a cheek. The bottoms of the cheeks out. She's doing too much.
I think that was
people take their kids to Hooters.
I guess my opinion is based on the fact that I don't just look at that one situation when it comes down to Lizzo. I look at what happened before that.
Yeah, like
they were
her
already,
album.
No, before the ass was out, they was already fat shaming her.
No,
that's my issue.
Not just the ass out. Okay, so the naked picture she's had or the picture she had where she was bent over or whatnot. I just think she's doing too much, whether she's big or small. It's like
she's just confident in herself because
it's okay with being confident. Okay,
but if it was a smaller woman,
but
y'all
you don't
be saying
as much controversy.
No, it's controversial. It's controversial.
Look at Meg Thee Stallion.
But is Meg Thee Stallion going to the Lakers game with the ass out?
Right.
No.
But if she did,
oh,
it wouldn't be a bad conversation.
Yes, it would.
But she like, on the internet with her ass out.
But you cannot say that, though.
What?
If it was this, it would have been this. There's too many variables. Here it is. Meg Thee Stallion, she do what she do on her own Instagram. That's on her. Lizzo, whatever she does on her Instagram is cool. cool. That's your people. That's your following. That's your people. But when you come out in public like that, and you got your ass out with my kid, I can't control that. You know,
right? No, but what he was bringing up is that he felt like she do too much. That's what he said.
She is.
But hold on. I mean look at Meg Thee Stallion. Last night, she just posted a video with a thong of her ass twerking on the
page,
internet.
On her page.
Lizzo be on her page.
At the Laker game.
No, not that. Take that out of the equation. You said she do too much before
that's
then.
That's my point too.
That's what you just said. Damn,
yes, because, okay.
So how you gonna justify that? You just said, well, hold on. He just said, man, just said she on her page.
Because they was criticizing her for her damn album cover. Because she don't have no clothes on.
Even a liquor really? Company seriously? To put her in a bathtub like full of Skittles or roses and she
naked. Because it's big girls out here that still get shamed for being big. So let
and they don't know
them.
How to love that. Right, so I think she's an advocate for big women.
I have no problem with plus size women. That's whatsoever.
Not saying you do, but you just said.
Y'all ain't gonna come for me neither.
But you can't clean. You be in the cleanup crew tonight. What I'm saying
is, I'm cleaning up.
Because I just said what Meg Thee Stallion did. You said, but it's on her page. But Lizzo, she bent over. She got her ass out on the sink. It's her page.
The views of Melton that represents stuff for your friends. Everybody knows that I'm a big Meg Thee Stallion fan. And
so that's why you cleaning
that's
up.
That's none of your damn business. I'm not cleaning. I'm just saying, Meg, the dungeon, whenever you want to come. But I do think Lizzo's doing too much. I have no problem with her. Sexiness is all in how you carry yourself. And I just don't think she's carrying it the right way.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How many big entertainers have you seen that would step out and dress like her?
Queen Latifah. She was naked in that movie she did or whatever.
She said step out. She said step out.
Step out and do what she did. But the same thing that these toothpick chicks is doing.
Oh.
Like see, Meg.
It sounds personal.
It's not personal.
It's
you
not
just
personal.
Can't
just
do one or the other. That's just like we were talking about with Bill Cosby. And then what's the other guy that gave all these women AIDS? They didn't lock his ass up, but Bill Cosby got locked up for giving pills.
First of all, you're not going to disrespect Charlie Sheen and act like you don't know who his name is. We all know who Charlie Sheen is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't pick one or the other. Like, you doing the same thing like this lady is saying in the comments, talking about, oh, she going to have diabetes. What do that have to
I'm
do
not,
with
no,
that?
I'm not body shaming her. I'm saying sexiness is how you carry yourself.
Sexiness is an opinion. What you find sexy ain't with the next person.
It is.
Girl,
it
Meg
is.
To cover up.
But at the same time, I'm not cool with the Laker game thing. I don't think that's sexy. I don't think that was needed.
I'm not saying
Lizzo isn't sexy. I'm just saying how she's carrying herself.
She just confident.
So the only thing you that's can really cool. have an issue with is that her ass was out at the Laker game.
Yeah,
or is there everything
you
else?
You don't really have an issue.
No, I like Lizzo. I'm a Lizzo fan. I just don't.
Okay, so why you say she's doing too much? Then?
Right, that's what we're coming at you for. We don't even care about the Laker game. That's
what you
when you said after you talked about the Laker game, you talked about her ass on the sink and the ass being bent over. That's what we coming at you
because
for.
Because that is, I think that is too much. Because now it all makes sense. It all makes sense. I'm like
we
I said.
We ain't hearing it.
Now listen.
No, because I don't get it.
Give me the lights, all clean up. Time is starting. What I'm saying is. By, there's nothing wrong with being a plus size woman and feeling sexy, or whatever. But you're doing too much when okay, so you have the picture on your IG, but now you're going out and about with your ass out. It's like that's to me is doing too much. It's one thing just to have it on your social media, but now you're going out with the ass out. I want to say on SNL, she had like the backside when Eddie Murphy hosted. She had the backside out like she wanted to say that she was naked from behind with that.
How
too.
Did the Me Too movement start? Somebody got out and started that, right?
How does that make
it? I'm going to bring it all together. How did it start?
It starts because they started these little trends in Hollywood.
How
and
did
the media?
Gay community get the recognition that they wanted? Somebody got out and started it, right? She wants respect.
She's not the first big girl to be naked.
But she's
no,
the
but
first
she's
big
the only one that's pushing
like
it.
She is.
Monique didn't. Monique just had a big mouth. She didn't really show. I mean, she did show you a little bit about having confidence, but she really wasn't active and consistent in doing it. Lizzo is consistent with this shit.
Only reason she's being like ridiculed or applauded and all this net is because of social media. All this shit wasn't available back then. She's the hottest big girl right now. Name me three other big girls off top right now.
Three other big girls. That you're saying is hot right now?
Jill Scott.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Oh no.
Hold on.
You would not do Jill if you feel it like that.
She is, though. But she's beautiful. And she does not, she dresses real conservative.
She's not in. So it no, doesn't you, don't, you would not put her, you would not put her
she
in
She is
Lizzo,
a big
Lizzo.
Girl, though.
You don't have another artist out there that dresses like
She was
like
up
Lizzo
there sucking on the microphone.
Other things Lizzo
that's,
does.
That's Jill. Jill does what she wants.
She was sucking on the microphone.
Jill,
she won't doing too much.
Jill does what she
what,
wants.
Jill did that? She was just giving an orientation.
The
that was a tutorial.
Yeah.
Y'all do a lot of cleaning up.
That was at her show.
Obviously.
But I would say Tokyo. If y'all know Tokyo, Tokyo's bigger than... Yes, Tokyo bigger than Lizzo. Now I will say Tokyo does not wear clothes like
that's
or do like Lizzo because Tokyo is bigger than Lizzo. Just to be honest.
So anybody who's big and they decided to go naked is just you know.
Oh,
that's the way confident. The world looks.
Just Lib. She does. She wears half stuff. She's bigger than Lizzo. She's on Instagram. Y'all gotta look at her. She gives positive words. But that's another hot one. Y'all just don't know them. They up and coming. They got followers.
The way the world is, anybody can be hot. You won't even know.
Well, Tokyo was on Wildin' Out.
Tokyo was also on Love & Hip Hop.
Yes, that's what she was on.
Tokyo started out on Vine.
She was on, yes,
she
Vine.
Made that song, That's My Best Friend. That's My Best Friend. You better.
She best friends with the Crown Case chick.
Yes. That's my girl.
Once again, I'm a fan of Lizzo. I just don't want you with your ass out of the lick game. Just chill it out. Just cool out
don't
for a
come
while.
To my birthday.
Fans, tell Snuff stop picking and choosing.
I'm not picking and choosing.
What's wrong with everything else she's
stay
doing?
Stay in my lane. Her
pick pain. A lane and stay in it.
I'm going all the way across. But the turn signal going to stay on, goddamn it. let's move on, man. Lil Boosie got in a little some trouble this week.
The Kappa.
Yeah, he was wearing a Kappa shirt. Now, my thing, is that right or wrong?
Why is it disrespectful to the Greek organization?
Why is it disrespectful?
I mean, that's just the way their rules go.
Now, here's the thing. Look at it like this. He's wearing that shirt. He's influencing kids to go to college and be Kappas.
Why would you say it's an influence?
Why would anybody...
Are you saying Lil Boosie is not influential to anybody?
Yes, he is.
To the thug.
Has he influenced anybody to go to school, though?
To school?
Is that the
he don't rap
he
about that.
Right.
Okay, so...
Where did you get that inspiration
No, from? What I'm saying is, that can be influential. Like, yo, well, Boosie got a Kappa joint on. That joint might be cool. Let me go ahead and get my grades right. Go to school, be a Kappa.
It was a fashion
okay, so
statement.
So, because you wore a 49ers hat, then somebody's going to go try out for the football team?
You out of pocket in that.
What about the Harvard sweaters that people wear?
So this is the whole thing, though. So, Boosie wanted a red shirt, and that was the shirt that was available.
He was at the
place, and he wanted a shirt. And so he was like, "Well, shoot, ain't no, I'm just do the cap." This is his thought. Well, he said, "Well, they every time you see Kappa stepping out, they're doing the Wipe Me Down song. They always do the Wipe Me Down song, so they showing love to me."
Mm-hmm.
He felt like it was I'm showing love.
Reciprocation.
Like, man, I thought y'all was gonna embrace me like I embrace y'all. When y'all go out there and do the y'all thing with the cat, I'll never be like, no, y'all can't do my song. So, you know, it was a love thing, but they took it as though, you know, and I understand why they did that. It's a process to them. Like when people walk around, I was in the Marines, people walk around in all military stuff. I'm like, y'all understand, you know. I got a purple heart. Like, I almost died in combat to wear this.
Yeah.
So
it's a respect thing, though. It could be, I respect what you do. I'm going to rock the colors because I like what these colors represent.
Yeah. So
it had Kappa on the shirt.
Yeah, it was Kappa right across the chest. Big as that.
Yeah, the letters.
What was he at? He was at a game.
Houston Rockets game.
It's red.
Right down the side. Yeah, he was thinking red. But he chose the wrong shirt.
It's not that deep.
It was in his goddamn comments. Like,
I mean,
it's that deep for the people.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think Boosie, I mean, me, I wouldn't put on a Delta. I want to be a Delta, but I'm not going to put on a Delta shirt. I think Boosie just didn't know. He didn't know that it's that serious. He might not be around a lot of people that went to college.
Why?
I have friends that went to college that are in fraternities and sororities. I'm talking about the Q-Dogs, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
So he just don't know. So, but he didn't clap back. He told him, well, hey, y'all, you know, if y'all want to keep dancing to my song, teach me y'all dance. So he all on there doing a little dance and a little.
I just think, you know, people are blowing out of proportion, man. I don't think the cap was, I mean, you know,
They need to have more understanding.
Yeah, he had your shirt on.
It's gotta be hood capper.
Yeah.
So, I mean, would it be okay for everybody to do that, though? Anybody?
But we know not to do that.
Why? I mean, they know who's a capper, who's not a capper. Why does it matter?
I mean, because it's the love of...
People who didn't go to North Carolina wear North Carolina jerseys and stuff.
It's not the same, though.
That's why is it not? Because it's a sports
team. It's a college that you have to apply for. Right?
And this is an organization that you got to pay to get in, and you got to get
beat. You got to go through a process.
Haze, different things like that.
Oh, hazing. That's cool now?
No, it's not cool.
It's
like
you can't just, you know, wear the Freemason symbol without being a Freemason. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, then you can just wear whatever you want
to
wear.
I'm about to say, a Mason going to come and say, you wear that shirt, they're going to come. If you don't say the right stuff, they're going to come pull it off your back.
Well, first of all, I stand on the square. Just so y'all know.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I just don't see no...
We both was like, okay.
Shut up.
But no, I just don't think it's a big deal with the cap. That's just me. I think Boosie's cool with him. Like you said, they rocked his music. I mean, let's have a meeting.
I think Greek Life...
Where they coming for Boosie? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was upset. Anniversary about to come up, first of all. Yeah. And then you up there rocking their stuff. Like, normal people don't... I ain't gonna say normal people because Boosie is a normal person, but you're not gonna catch nobody in the streets with no organizations.
Right.
Like, I don't care if it's Masons, if it's fraternities,
but you're not gonna compare them. It's not the same.
What?
And the Kappas and...
It's still an organization that you're paying to get in. It's a brotherhood.
It's not the original.
Just like
it's not the oldest organization.
Eastern Stars.
It's not the same. Well, I'll leave it at that.
I thought it was the same principle, though.
No, it's not.
So you're a double standard type of mother.
No, I'm not. I just know what's bigger than the other one.
How can you say that?
I just did.
This is my thing about it. So we go and apply for these sororities and fraternities, and we taking the time out to actually learn the history, get involved. You know, we dedicated. So somebody else off the street can just put them same letters on their back, and it's supposed to be okay.
Well, an NFL player works his ass off.
I mean, but you want people to wear
your
jersey.
You're supporting them.
Don't Capitals want people to support them?
No.
Why?
Because it's disrespectful. Why? You have to work.
Why is that? Is that a rule? Is that saying you can't work that stuff?
You're not supposed to.
What, you're stressing me out tonight.
What's the rule book at?
What's the rule book for the other group? I mean, I was in a group. That's just like my social club I was in. We had letters that we wore. Can't nobody else on the street wear my social club letters or the name. They're going to get it snatched off of them.
That's gang shit.
I was in a gang. I was in a social club.
Gang shit.
Any of those social, bike clubs, it's just like an organization. No, man, they will mess you up. I mean, in a way, it does seem like a gang because, yes, if you touch their letters, you can get disrespected.
I mean, what's the purpose of social clubs?
Man. Social clubs, I mean, it's just something that somebody's into. Just like they got car clubs.
Hang with the bike clubs, car clubs.
Yeah. I mean, they are organizations that give back. They're just like any other organizations. That's what they're all about. Social clubs.
I feel like you're aggressive right now.
I was in a social club.
Okay. She felt that. That hit home.
Yeah.
If you were never in even though I stepped down from my title, I mean, you can't disrespect it. If you don't know nothing about it,
they took it away from you?
No, I stepped down.
Okay.
Because I felt like I was getting disrespected.
Well, you fired. Like,
nah, I quit because I was going to go down by my respect.
Man, you know I'm fucking with you, right? Chill out.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't in the fuck with a boomerang.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying because I don't know what's going on with you tonight with these double standards, but I don't know.
What's that word again? What's that word again? Not fuck wittable?
Fuck wittable.
I don't use that.
Nah,
fuck wittable. Let's move on.
The views of Snuff McGee.
I had to Brian Gum with that one. Let's move on. Comedian in the house, Steve Harvey, Mark Kerr. You heard about that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
How do you feel about it? You think Mark's telling the truth?
Yes.
You do?
He completely stole his joke. He did.
What was the joke? You know?
It was, he was talking about doing Halloween, and Mark Kerr was saying he was a box. And then he would just show up, and then they'd be like, "What are you?" It's like his mom told him to say he was a UPS package or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just tell by the way Steve told it that it wasn't necessarily his. It was because Steve was like very intentional when he tells jokes. That one, he was kind of like, "Yeah, so when I was young, you know, my mom told me we were on a box.
I was like, yeah, that.
My mama said, your ass.
Exactly. It won't go like, it won't. If you listen to it.
It ain't had much feeling.
Yeah, it's a cadence to everybody has a cadence. Steve Harvey's got a cadence. And when he naturally starts talking and getting into something, his cadence come out. That was not his cadence.
Steve clapped back this week, though.
I heard it. Man.
TMZ interviewed him, and he told Mark Curry he needs to grow up. I want to say he said get a career.
Yeah, but Mark Curry is. I've worked with Mark Curry before. Hilarious guy. But he's. That was his joke. If you go back, somebody put it up that he told that joke early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Then Steve Harvey just told that joke last year, 2019. Bruh, that's my joke. I did it a long time before you did it. And it's the exact same
verbatim. Is it a chance that he stole it from somebody else who stole it from Mark?
Possibly. If he got writers for the show, then yeah, somebody. It's a bunch of people who just out here getting material.
Yeah, you know, so maybe Steve didn't actually steal it from Mark, but he heard it from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But if Mark has put his name on it, then Steve should be like, hey, look.
He should have said that. But Steve, you know, I ain't even know, bro.
But if Steve talked some shit this week, man. They were saying Mark is trying to get a special. He said, you know, Netflix, Showtime, everybody holler at me. And Steve was like, oh, yeah, I got five of them. So
shots.
Hold on, he got five of them?
I don't know if he do or not, but I mean, it sounded pretty dope when he said that shit. Right. It was like Steve pretty much.
They must be coming out this year.
Yeah, he was
fuck with him.
I don't know one.
No, Steve had one back in the day where he had the Willie Turner joke. Yeah. Then he had the Steel Tripping. He had the Don't Trip.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Netflix, though. I thought he was saying he had five on Netflix. No, that's why I was like,
he might be on something on Netflix.
No, he's getting, like, I'm trying to say like five total. Like,
okay, right? I remember he was talking about one. He was talking about the monkeys in Africa or something. Yeah, I remember.
I think that's his best work.
Netflix, yeah.
Steel Tripping.
I've been looking for that for so long. Thank you for the title.
Steel Tripping? Yeah.
That was my favorite.
I like that one.
Yeah, one. Was it? It's the one I ain't saved yet or something like that? Something
Don't
like
Trip. That. Yeah, he ain't threw me yet.
Yeah. Okay, that was the whole time.
Was he on the Kings of Comedy or no?
Yeah. Okay. He was on the Kings of Comedy. Or no.
Now, I can do a disclaimer with that one. He was a male. We knew who the Kangs is.
The Kang.
Yeah. I'm just saying Steve Harvey need to go steal Lori back from Future House.
She probably got a dirty Sprite. It's too late.
Cocaine crazy.
But hold on. Like Steve's daughter, like, was that Diddy and Diddy's son?
Yeah.
And now she with Future?
Yeah.
She gone. That's gone, girl. She gone.
You think so? She might come back from that.
Diddy and his son, and now you with Future? Like one of the biggest fuck boys out there. You know what I'm saying?
She might have that Sierra press.
Yeah. Sierra blew up when she was on Russell.
Sierra played everybody. She said, I don't need a basketball player. The whole time she got her a football player. Mm-hmm. You see a play on words?
Once again, the views of Snuff McGee do not represent Snuff McGee. I still am a Future fan. And anytime Future Henders want to come down to the dungeon, come on down there, man. Thought it was a drought.
You and Lori. Thought bring it. Her on down and all the baby mamas.
Oh. Nah, you leave the kids there, man.
Whole fleet.
Yeah.
I said the baby mamas.
Leave the baby mamas, leave the dirty Sprite, leave the,
baby mamas and
leave the pills, leave all that, man.
Yeah, bring Sierra Russell, though.
So you want him to bring Sierra and Russell?
Yeah. How do y'all whole triangle work?
Oh, they talk to each other.
That's a true 180, though. From Future to Russell Westbrook. Uh-huh. I mean, Russell Wilson, I'm sorry.
She looked like she upgraded.
She needed to. She was dating Bow Wow.
But, well, I mean, why are we saying upgrade?
I'm just saying.
Because it's a different she man really, is an upgrade?
No, her glow up, you could tell.
I would say yes.
It's a different environment.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a
different playing field. Mm-hmm.
She didn't go for the common man that she usually go for.
Yeah. Like, Future was a trend.
I'm about to say, look at Bow Wow. He ain't doing too good in the news.
But that was back in the day, though. That's when Bow Wow was hotter than her.
Yeah, I understand. Bow-wow, but think about if they were still together
this day.
This
is pre 106 and Park Bow Wow. This is like after Like Mike, you know?
What? Bow Wow was getting it in.
Didn't she go with 52?
Yeah.
I think that was short-lived.
Yeah.
Oh, it don't matter. She went
there.
She went
down. I can't leave him alone.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. After that song, she was probably letting people put their hands in that cookie jar. My goodies.
When you look at me, you think that I'm...
Oh, man, I had a flashback.
Yeah. Oh, so bad. She the dance. That's when Petey Pablo was still hot. Oh, North Carolina.
Petey Pablo.
Petey Pablo. You brought back memories.
What he said? Bada boom, bada bada no bang.
Oh my god.
Petey Pablo and Coolio.
Boy,
those are two.
My aunt love that damn song.
No, they Trick Daddy.
Hey, we say what I want about Coolio. When that goddamn Gangsta Paradise drop, bruh. I'm showing my age. LV sweating his ass off.
Who went by yourself?
I can't even think of the guy that was on there with him. CeeLo.
Power and the money. Money and the power. 17
different names.
Who?
CeeLo.
You said what happened?
He had like 17 different names.
Oh,
like,
he had another name.
Barkley. Yeah. I'm gonna see. His name all the time.
I just know him. Fuck you.
I was waiting on him to do that. That's all it's
about. I like CeeLo, man.
I do too.
Now, CeeLo was dope. Yeah, Goody Mob back. Get Up, Get Out. CeeLo rap and sing, man. Very talented.
Throwback.
Yeah, very talented brother. I know we're not gonna talk sports tonight because we don't have any sports fans.
I'm a sports fan.
But I will say Russell Westbrook went back to OKC last night. Got a standing ovation. And, you know, took an L with him as well. And NFL playoffs are going to go down. If you all can see my hat, I don't know if it's visible for everybody.
Oh, Lord.
Just so
my team at home.
Yeah. San Francisco?
Yeah, just so we're clear.
We're sitting on the couch.
So, I just want to say, as a Vikings fan...
Oh, you are a Vikings fan?
Definitely.
Yo, just so we clear. Remo is a friend of the show. And he's a friend of Snuff. But we ain't fucking around this weekend.
I think this game is very winnable on both sides. It's very winnable.
I think we're what's that word, Tank?
Unfuckwittable.
Yeah.
Unfuckwittable.
That's
a new word for 2020.
Unfuckwittable.
At the end of the day, like, I feel like the Vikings are, we the underdogs. We was underdogs last week. We went in there and did what we had to do. We the underdogs this week. And at the end of the day, it's gonna be a good game.
I'm talking shit now. Now, you know, Thielen's fucked his ankle up. We don't know how it's gonna go. Good.
He basically ran into somebody and they cleat kind of scraped his foot and they put some stitches in it and then
kind of shoes he had on.
It was at practice. Practice.
We had an argument.
He had no shoes on.
He had shoes, but the cleat, the cleats at the bottom is sharp.
See, we had an argument at work. I was like, why are they practicing? I mean, you did all that shit through the year. Like, do walkthroughs.
Well, yeah, I think it was kind of a walkthrough, but.
They walk right through his foot.
Yeah, exactly. It was a dance.
To be honest, I'm really not worried about your offense, but I'm worried about the defense. Because I know with Kittle, with, what's my man, Harrison Smith, the safety, and then you can pick Kendricks on him. Y'all linebackers are pretty solid. The front line is solid. It's going to be.
You got to worry about that offense, though.
Nah.
I'm going to tell you what.
Defense, we healthy.
And that's good. And you know what? That's the thing is, though. One misconception is it's always scheme versus scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have an all-star team, and I come in with the right scheme, and I break you down. You know, because I know how to get to you. I know your weaknesses and your strengths.
We coming, though.
I play against all your weaknesses. Like, if they study tape, if Vikings study and tape on that defense, I'm telling you, it's not going to be the same defense.
But they got to study from the beginning of the season because we've been hurt the last half.
I know since week 14, y'all been out of like three.
But Kwan's been gone. Kwan Alexander's been gone for a while. He's coming back.
Yeah.
D Ford's supposed to play. Tart's coming back. We're healthy. We're coming for Cousins.
Hey, Snuff, he said he don't care because the Vikings are unfuckwittable.
Oh, now they're unfuckwittable. That's what they are. Tank got her Pee Wee Herman word.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, man, scheme versus scheme, we're going to go out there. I don't never put my expectations too high. Like, I refuse to be like a Cowboys fan.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse you, you disrespectful as hell.
We might be at home
sitting on the floor, not even the couch, but you can just. But
Cowboys, a lot of Cowboys fans.
That's yeah.
Preseason, y'all winning four games in the preseason. Y'all, we going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, y'all talk shit all the way to
the Super Bowl. And Remo, at the end of the day, we're talking playoffs. We're talking about the playoffs.
The shade. I know y'all.
We
said that when we started.
We in the club. We in the club in the VIP. Y'all outside.
So this is to determine who go to the Super Bowl, right?
No, this Well, next week
will be the championship. This is like divisional round.
Yeah.
So whoever wins this game plays whoever wins between Seattle and Green Bay.
I just can't wait.
Green Bay going back to the. Well, I ain't gonna say they going back, but they got a chance to go back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Green Bay plays Seattle.
That might need to be my team because they pretty good.
Who?
Green Bay.
Don't do that.
Man, we got room on this.
Oh yeah, the Vikings. If you want to be a Vikings fan, if you're looking for a team,
I mean, if you like,
come over to the Cowboys.
If you like,
they got enough people over there. That's America's team.
It's kind of right now. I'm going with color, so I might go with the Dolphins or the Redskins.
I'm going with color.
Now, are you Are you going with the Redskins because of the color of the Indian or the color of the team?
The color of the Indian.
You going with the Redskins?
Maybe, or the Dolphins.
What the hell is wrong with you?
This is racist.
Just something that I can put my... not the color like the
views of male.
What you mean the color of the Indians?
The views of male do not represent something against fans. Although we are not against the Washington Redskins name, we are against people who are saying they like Redskins.
Yes.
No. I'm talking about the color like on his headdress. I'm not talking about the color of the damn Indian.
First of all, being that you're looking at a sports team because of the colors is wrong to begin with.
And once again, the views of America never represent stuff again, friends. They are not Indians. They are Native Americans or indigenous. What's the word? I can't.
It's whatever it is, I want to be
after 10 o'clock, I can't pronounce words.
I'm not a Cowboys fan because I just wanted to wear blue and silver. I'm a Cowboys fan since Emmitt Smith.
It's a process with this with me.
You know, I'm just loyal to my team.
It's going
to
be the colors, and then what's going to happen is I'm going to start watching it and learning what they're doing on the field.
And then when you realize that you're going to stop watching it because that's the wrong damn team.
What are you, 5 years old? The colors? You're going to watch and learn?
Oh, they're pretty.
Yeah. I like that.
Accessorize. I need something to accessorize. You know, I pull up to the game. I need to pull up to the game with the whole outfit. She's going to be a team
because one day she might want to wear red. Then the next day, you know.
We'll switch it up. We're looking forward to it, man. You think Brady's done?
Good question. I'm not sure. I think the system that he in, if he go to another system, he will be done.
He'll be 43 this year before the next season starts.
He still got in that system. You can play until you're 60 in that system.
In that system, though, that's as long as
what's
that office.
Bill Belichick and Bill Belichick was actually a special teams coach, and once he got to that level, he understands that everybody coach does what they're supposed to do. And so he got the best people in there. I mean, that system, every quarterback that came up after Brady got a good deal because they look good in that system.
Do your job. Do your job system.
Do your job and win these championships. That's why it lasted so long. They got a dynasty.
Another thing is, if you don't believe in the system, you're gone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You saw that with Randy Moss. You saw it with a whole bunch of different people.
AB came in and went out.
Yeah, he just ain't. He didn't want to do right off the field.
Yeah, with nobody.
Yeah, Josh Gordon. I think they knew he was gonna fail the drug test. That's why they went ahead and cut him.
Josh Gordon.
I don't even know if he's coming back.
Who, Josh Gordon?
Yeah,
he played for the Seahawks.
Yeah, he failed the drug test
again.
Yeah.
What are they testing for?
They're saying marijuana, but
I did hear something about they're stopping. They're not doing the opiates no more. They're doing weed instead. Is that what happened?
That's crazy.
No.
Why? That makes no fucking sense.
I want to say, is that baseball? They're not going to test for weed. They're going to test for opioids.
It makes more sense to test for opioids.
Yeah. But they weren't testing. That's the crazy thing. They weren't.
I mean, I know they test for steroids, but why test for weed, period? It's being legalized.
They test for steroids.
That makes no fucking sense.
I'm about to say it's definitely legal in a lot of states. Even Virginia about to come.
You don't even get regular charges for weed no more. They need to get the hell over it. That's just stupid.
My thing with Josh Gordon is, if you realize that you're not going to stop doing it, just don't come back in the league. If the league says you can't do it and you keep on applying for reinstatement, and then you keep on failing the test.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Just retire and just say, yo, I just want to smoke. That's what I want to do.
That's dumb, too. He's setting
this up. Even though I do believe that it should be legal, I do believe that. But, I mean, hey, that's the rule if you want to play in the league.
I think in Virginia they stopping jobs from drug testing weed.
Yeah, as they should. Some jobs you need that.
I had a job. They drug tested me, and so me that I fell for cough syrup. I ain't take not one drop.
Oh, you had some of that Homer Simpson, huh?
I
didn't
take no medicine. I was like, what the hell you mean?
You had that syrup? For vitamin B?
You had that flame like,
it's inconclusive. You got to retest. I was like, what the hell?
Inconclusive. Mm-hmm. Well, that I never.
Nah, right. I did get some Tylenol. The cold and flu, they asked for your ID when you get that stuff.
Yeah, because people are misusing every damn thing.
And misusing, yeah.
Everything.
And making dirty Sprites.
Nah, they use that real shit.
With Tylenol, they making it with Tylenol.
I don't know.
That's a great that's a great value Sprite. That's not. That's that doctor. That's that Dr. Thunder.
Anything to be sleepy. Like I've had somebody tell me, yeah, I don't pop some Benadryls. I ain't going to sleep though. Like so, you just want to be tired. People are crackheads these days. They're just crackheads. Pop it. I know I took a Benadryl because I was itching. I was at my desk like, ooh, I can't stay awake.
Yeah, like that feeling.
I never knew it did that to you, but then, yeah.
I just want to try some of that great value lean. You
don't
know?
Do that. Might be barking like a chicken.
With the Tylenol.
I'm getting high on a budget.
Very, very low
budget. That sounds like a good commercial slogan.
Right. Yeah. Get high on a budget. Try this great value spot.
Diet. Right.
Matter of fact, shout out to guys. But look, if you can't afford the real deal, you already know you got a problem. If you in the store getting that Tylenol cold and flu, with some of that Dr. Thunder or whatever.
Mixing it up real
Go on, let it go, man.
Before you go to the club, please don't put that in no bag. You know they be having the little baggies.
We're about to fucking
About to knock that cold right out of you.
Exactly. Wonder why you healthy. I had cold in 2 years.
No shit.
Remember that phase you went through?
You treating it early.
Right. Your system is titanium. Mm-hmm. Right now.
You was on top of your health.
Your system unfucked with him. Yeah.
Everything opened up, man. Yeah, relevance in the dungeon. Shout outs, Tink. No shout outs, Tink?
Oh. Shout out to everybody. Be great.
Did I surprise you with that one? I'm sorry.
Threw me off for a second.
Threw you off? It had some crickets over there.
I was
there.
Still unfuckwittable. I was in
it. Yeah.
Please put that on a shirt so I can wear. But style right. Some of the letters, though.
You said what?
Style some of the letters.
I got you.
No.
The Ross Halliburton.
Wrong. No starring out.
I don't want people to be walking past me.
That's it. That watch. I'm going to come up with that shit. Watch.
Just use a K.
That's gonna be my new hashtag. That's gonna be my new hashtag.
Or just put a middle finger.
You just raw. Right.
You offended everybody.
But yeah, shout out everybody though. Like, just be great in 2020. Let's take off. Cause I'm about to take flight.
Yo.
She I about feel to you. Flew out.
Gotta secure this bag.
Oh,
did you just?
Yes, she did.
I think she was waiting. She was waiting. Purpose. She was waiting for that too.
Yeah, she landed it perfect.
Mm-hmm. Remo.
Yeah, shout out to everybody. Lock the door. Lock the door is a podcast that me and my boy Tank Carter do on Facebook Live.
Oh, we need to talk about Lock the Door.
Yeah. We just talk about everything. It's not as organized as this. This is
organized.
And everything. Nah. I mean, it is way more. We just link up like, hey, what we talking about? Shit, I don't know. I'm just gonna start off with a story. Just go with it. It's a comedic opinion. So that's how we go with it. And I also do my Good Morning Remo Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on my Facebook. So
with your nice painting in the back.
Yeah, tell us about Good Morning Remo.
I be loving the painting.
Oh, Good Morning Remo. Okay, so I just get up there and talk about how I feel, talk about what's going on, talk about different topics that I've seen in the news. Like I said, it's comedic opinion. It's just my opinion. It's for the people who rock with me. They like, hey, we rock with you. We just going to see what you're talking about in the morning. So it's been pretty much the same people. You know, it's growing every now and then, but
do you feel as a comedian now you have to watch what you say?
You're supposed to, but I'm not a disrespectful person though.
I'm not even saying disrespect, but like just more of a filter nowadays.
I don't Yeah. It's a way to say everything. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you want to have a little shock value, but you're scared how people will respond to it.
Don't worry about that. First of all, if you come to a comedy show, you are in my element.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry if you got offended, but everybody else who laughed was not offended. So I personally, hey, man, you know, I appreciate it, you know, for you for coming, and I'm sorry that it touched you that way. But it's definitely, everything I do is for comedy. It's all for laughs. So, yeah, take it or leave it.
Now, have you ever offended anybody?
I did. After one show, this dude came up to me. I did a military bit. I got a Purple Heart for real. I was blown up for real. Like, I was knocked unconscious. Like, I mean, blood coming out of my ear for real.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell my story, and then this dude, I got off stage, and this dude came to me like, hey, man, ain't nothing funny about the military. I was like, yes, the hell it is.
I hear me
up there. Like,
the life.
He's like, no, man, you know what I'm saying? It was funny about it. It was some shit that we really went through. I'm like, bro, I went through it.
Mm-hmm.
I say, nigga, you going to keep crying about it or you going to take on the next step? And, you know what I'm saying? Embrace it. It's something you went through. It's a blessing and lesson. That's all. You don't take losses, bro. So understand what God put you through and move on. Like, I've got to the point where I just say it because it makes me feel better and hopefully you can relate to it. Like, it ain't no, I can't count how many people came to me like, yo, I get benefits too, you know, yeah, I get this too. Now, one time it was a chick, it was a joke that I was trying to work out, and this chick got pissed because I was talking about acting handicapped when I really wasn't, and she was like, yeah, you was funny, you was hilarious up to that point.
Did she say it like that?
Yeah. Because
it looked like you took on a whole different
curve.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah. It was. She's like, yeah, and so, I loved your, like, you were so funny up until that point. You talked about, you know, disabilities, and I have a daughter. And I was like, I'm super sorry that I didn't know personally.
Yeah, I didn't see you in the crowd. I was like, let me pick on her.
I didn't ask you about it.
Was her daughter with her?
No.
Oh, so I didn't know you had her at home.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, so, seriously. Yeah.
People say stuff too.
But it is what it is. That person was offended, and I told the joke after her ass left. It was two shows that night. So I was like, oops, sorry. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people do get offended. You just got to understand that as a comedian, when you go out to do comedy, me personally, I try to make about 75 to 80% of the crowd laugh. Sometimes you land on 60%. And you can't be mad. You know, you just rock with it.
60-40 ain't bad.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mel.
Oh, yes. So, y'all, again, it's Mel the Lipstick Diva. Okay, shout out to my lash technician.
Quiet Storm.
Quiet Storm. But seriously, shout out to my... I'm so sick, y'all.
We got Miss Tink.
Tonight,
Remo, Mel, Lipstick.
The best part was we got Nicole calling out of Virginia Beach. What do you want to talk about? Who you love?
Well, my baby girl.
Yes.
I just want to know if he loves me.
Lord, I miss the old days. But yeah, Mel the Lipstick Diva. Shout out to my lash tech. She took my lashes from Yes to Yes. Shout out to the whole Snuff Again friends. Every time I drop on this seat here, because I called it a couch earlier, I just have fun and enjoy the whole show. So shout out to that. And shout out to all my supporters that's rocking with Mel the Lipstick Diva. 2020,
where
I'm going up.
On the
18th? On the 18th?
Yeah.
Nene. We'll get to that. I'm the cleanup. I'm the cleanup guy.
Thank you.
We're gonna clean up. I'm coming to Vince. Raw Talent interview with Miss Tink. Snuff McGee will be interviewed by her real soon. We got a Raw Talent roundtable with Mel, the Lipstick Diva, joining as well as Lazarus Hamlin joining Miss Tink.
Yes.
February 15th, we got a show with Miss Tink. It's gonna be comedy and poetry.
Yes.
Miss Tink and Snuff Begin Friends.
Yes.
Snuff Begin Friends comedy show coming as well, 2020. Any upcoming events for you, Miss Tink, besides?
Oh, I have a whole list. As a matter of fact, on the 13th, I have an author showcase, my very first author showcase. That's the same day that I will be releasing Snuff McGee's exclusive interview.
Mm.
get to know who he is.
That's too much pressure. Look, I'd rather, I'm a host. I moderate. I don't do interviews.
He's going to be in a hot seat.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to get him and get his inside scoop on who he is. Then the 17th, we're going to be at the Melting Pot of Art with Remo. On the 18th, the roundtable discussion. And then after that, it's just show after show after show. So we got the 31st of January. Then we got the 7th of February, the 15th. The 28th, I want to say, of February as well. And just rocking and rolling. So check me out on my Instagram, Miss Tink, M-Z-T-I-N-K, .rawtalent. I post everything.
That's that raw.
Raw and uncut.
That raw talent.
Unfuckwittable.
Going hard in 2020.
All day, every day. Raw talent. Come get raw with me.
Pause. Hold on. Whoa. Wait a
That's
minute.
That's my hashtag.
Oh, yes.
That's a pretty raw guy. Yeah. Come get raw with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, get raw.
I remember when I first told Remo that was the hashtag, he was like, he was like, you want me to say that?
Yeah. Get raw with me.
Yeah, get raw with me. Hashtag finish.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hashtag shoot the club.
Right.
But yeah, upcoming events. We're going to have a lot of fun this year. A whole lot of fun. Remo, hopefully this is the first of many. I know you had to travel 2 hours to get out here, man, but we appreciate you coming.
Man.
Mel, looking forward to next Saturday with you.
Absolutely.
When we sit at the table.
Yes.
You know.
Raw, uncut, unfiltered.
We're going to sit at the table, Mel.
Emphasis at the table.
At the table.
Crying.
It's an exclusive.
Yes. Irrelevance and Dungeons is available on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. Also available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor.fm. Share, follow, subscribe, like, comment. What else, Tink?
Everything.
All
that.
All that.
All that.
Press that alert button on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Notifications. Yeah. Make sure
I done said button instead of button.
I'm going to have to hashtag this episode. Unfuckwittable.
Yes.
Yes, use that on Instagram.
Yes.
That should be the hashtag for everything. Yes. Knock on wood.
No, I'm stealing it. I'm putting it in my notes on my iPhone. So every time I copy, I'm copying and pasting.
Well, you know, the whole circle, the network could use that hashtag.
We all could. Yeah. And then we be the only ones you look it up. That's all you see.
All right.
Snuff Mail, Remo, Tink.
Lock the door.
Lock the motherfucking
gout. Runners in the dungeon. I'm Snuff McGee, joined by
Miss Tink,
Remo Mills,
Mel the Lipstick Diva.
You have that unfuckwittable.
Y'all can't never let me live.
Mel the Lipstick Diva.
Nah, baby, this is Quiet Storm.
Can I say the low?
Yeah, let's get the.
There you go.
Give me the Quiet Storm before we go out.
All right, y'all. We signing off. This is the 37th episode. Y'all tune back in and show me who you love.
Once again, this is Snuff McGee and Friends. We in Georgia. Till next time. Peace.
Quiet storm.
No way.
Y'all so silly, man.
You've been listening to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon.